Yeah, there's snow in the forecast tonight and tomorrow, and the superintendent of Port Huron Schools won't tell me if there's going to be school tomorrow or not. Jamie Kane is with us right now. Jamie, I'm just kidding. This has been a rough winter, though. Really, not the whole winter, but the last 6-8 weeks or so.
You know, polar vortexes and snow and ice, yeah. You know, whatever you want to call it. I, in our state of the district last Friday, I just called it crazy winter weather.
Yeah.
You know, this constant fluctuation of up and down in the temperatures has really been the problem for us. It's not so much the accumulation of snow. At this point, I'd love to see a good snowstorm come. You know, it's just that constant changing conditions of the roads, especially at that commute time. So, you know, for everyone who's wondering, we just a reminder, we get 6 days per year that we can have off. The state of Michigan allows us to file a waiver to get an additional 3. We filed that waiver. We have been accepted for that 3 additional days of forgiveness. So we have 9 days that are forgiven officially by the state of Michigan. We've missed 11 days. So at this point, they're kicking around the idea in the legislature about maybe forgiving days that schools had off due to the state of emergency. If that were to happen, our additional 2 would be covered. So our 11 days could be forgiven. You know, and talking to you off air a little bit about this, it's difficult though, because you wrestle with the concept of, do we really want 11 days of school to be not making up,
right,
to be completely forgiven. I mean, we're inching on almost 10% of the academic year. So it's really created a situation where I've never seen this, where people started to roll their eyes when we had a snow day versus fist pump, you know, and that's a new one.
Yeah. Even the kids, I think, are starting to get to the point where they want to go to school.
Some of them. But you know, it creates a dilemma for everyone. Our teachers have had to scramble to rearrange their lesson plans and, you know, really determine how am I going to cover the content I know I need to cover by the end of the year. So we're all scrambling. I think it's going to force us to look at how we handle snow days differently going forward, how we build our calendar. Maybe we build in some additional days that allow for these types of days off and then don't have school if we don't need them. There's a lot of things we're going to talk about. Calendar is negotiated with our teachers union still. So we'll sit down and talk about, you know, how can we be creative with flex time maybe going forward in the calendar? And as much as kids might not want to hear it, I think with technology where it is.
I was just going to ask you about that.
I think that the real narrative is happening, not just in Port Huron, so people don't call me up or email me about this, but nationally where there's cold weather states is learn from home days.
Yeah.
And, you know, the issue there is you have to assure that all students have reliable access to Wi-Fi. But I think we're going to see internet connectivity become just a utility at some point. I mean, it's such a prominent part of our society. So just like you get your gas and electricity, I think internet connectivity is coming as a utility for all. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I think we probably could within the next 5 years see, you know, it's not a normal school day, it's a learn from home day type concept. Much to the disappointment of a lot of people, but I think that discussion will only ramp up in the upcoming few years.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have work from home days when the weather's bad. It makes sense for the kids to have learned from home days with the technology.
Absolutely. I think we have the means to do it. So, you know, we'll just assess those things as we move forward and go from there.
School board met last night and approved improvements at 2 more schools. The bond work is almost done now, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. It's a relief, but a little bit disappointing, maybe. Maybe we like the busyness, but, you know, we're wrapping up almost 3 years of work this summer when we head back to school in the fall. All of our facilities will be upgraded with the promises we made in the bond of 2016, with the exception of Port Huron High School, which will still be under process. Such a big building. That's an 18-month project. So last night, the board approved the work for Roosevelt Elementary School and Fort Gratiot Middle School. So we are excited to get phase 3 going this spring, and we're thinking spring already, Paul.
Right.
And that'll be great. We'll get that buttoned up. And we're believe it or not, making good progress at PH, because remember we were having a mild winter?
Mm-hmm.
At some point we were, and so we were able to get a little bit more work going there. But we're still on schedule, and you know, we're going to get the bond done, and we're going to promise and deliver on all the things in our facilities we said we would do. One thing that comes up, and it came up when we decided the board made the decision to close Kimball, is, you know, what about dollars and, you know, that were dedicated there? Just a reminder that Kimball Elementary had about $1.8 million that we were going to put into the building to kind of help it limp along.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a bond project, you don't have to designate dollars specifically to a physical plant. So what those dollars are now being used for is to take care of the upgrades at our existing facilities. We did save some dollars at Roosevelt from it not being a second floor school, now being a one floor school. There's additional savings there. Again, that's going toward all of the projects that need to be completed so that we're able to get them done on budget. And Roosevelt is still going to be a full functioning K-5 elementary school with every equity feature that our other elementary buildings have.
Right.
So we don't have any intentions to close schools in the near future. Certainly down the road, if enrollment continued to decline, I think the board would have to take another hard look at that. We're always monitoring, we're always looking, but there is no plans on the near horizon to impact another school.
It's tough. Every district is dealing with declining enrollment because we have a declining population in this country.
It's exactly right. It's not a Port Huron problem. It's a state problem, a national problem. It's unfortunate that we had to deal with it, but we knew our time would come.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll just continue to be proactive there. But again, for our families at Kimball, since we made the announcement, we're doing all we can to make sure those families and students are feeling comfortable with their transition to their new schools. And, you know, I say it to people this way, 90-something percent of those students are already on a bus every day. Now a bus is just taking them someplace different. They're going into very healthy learning communities and modern renovated schools. So they're going to be in a great educational environment next year. It's just not the learning community they're used to.
A lot of improvements in the district from the bond and from other sources of revenue too.
You know, we really had a vision when the bond was being talked about, we were asking for community support, that it wasn't just about upgrades, it was about creating new types of learning spaces and opportunities. And so when we created the STEAM labs and really were able to then bring in curriculum to focus on engineering and biomedical, it really opened the door for us to have real partnerships with community agencies and corporations. So CG Wallbank Springs and Chris Wallbank, their CEO, really stepped forward early to say, hey, we want to be a part of this. What you're doing with kids in that engineering programming is really preparing them for work that we need. And so they have sponsored $150,000 total to support the engineering STEAM labs at Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern. Ann Murphy, who is on our school board, recently made a commitment to dedicate $75,000 to the biomedical program at Port Huron Northern, significant gift in memory of her late husband, John. John was a physician in town, and this is a way to honor his legacy and to pay it forward. And we still have the PH Biomed lab open. But the really cool thing is we're getting lots of feedback and opportunities for people that are outside the county even. They're calling us and saying, how do we get involved with this? Because I think what employers are seeing is this is an opportunity to get to look at students as potential employees and keep them in the local workforce. And that was really one of our goals. As we know, what do we need locally? We need skilled workers. We need students that can come back and be positive contributing members to our local Blue Water area. And so we're building a lot of those programs and partnerships. We're thankful for them. We have another one with McLaren Port Huron. They've been really great to our kids, exposing them to the medical profession. So we just keep looking to build that partnership network. And we know that the end result is great benefit for our students, but also for our community partners and businesses.
Certainly exposing these kids to career choices they might not have even known about.
It's really been awesome to just get feedback from students. And that's exactly what we hear is, I didn't even know this career existed, or I didn't even know I'd have an interest in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out what it really is about, and I'm fired up for this. And the one thing about this that's really neat to observe is kids expect to fail in the work they're doing in school, and they're okay with that. And I think that's a big shift from school of the past, where everything was about pass-fail, assessments, tests. Those still exist in the school. We still have those traditional elements. But in these curricular areas, that failure piece is incorporated. And then it's how do you find, you know, the motivation, the tenacity to overcome that failure and move forward and find solutions. And that's just going to transfer to these kids when they leave high school, go out to the real world.
Yeah, makes sense indeed. Good luck with the remaining winter weather.
Thank you. Think spring, Paul.
I'm trying every day.
Yeah. I was in Meijer the other day and I was encouraged. I saw snow shovels on clearance.
I noticed that. Yeah, they've got all the planting stuff out and all that good stuff.
You know, if you ever want to feel better about getting out of one season to another, or worse, I guess, just go to your local retail store. They're always planning ahead.
They're always a step in. By the way, have you seen pictures from Houghton, what they're dealing with?
Oh, my goodness,
I saw a picture of a school. The picture was taken from inside the school, and the snow was halfway up the window.
You know Tracy Escherberg. She's been on with you before. Yeah. Works for the district. Her son is a student at Michigan Tech.
Oh, boy.
And just the photos that he has shared is unbelievable. He drives a Jeep, and it was literally buried. So crazy times up there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We could always have it worse.
We could.
Jamie, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it. Jamie Cain, superintendent of Port Huron Schools.